Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shrudho Nitya Mukto Bhina Dvam Nama Namino. So the Chintamani, the Chintamani stone can turn iron into gold. And the holy name of the Lord is the person himself. It's Krishna himself. So by the touch of the holy name, then we can fulfill any desire. The question is, what desire do we have? Because Krishna says, ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mama vart manuvartante manushya parta sarvasha. Everyone has some desire, and Krishna will fulfill it. In fact, he is fulfilling it since time immemorial. So paryajak shukram akayam avranam asnavinam shudam apapavidam kavir manisi paribhu swayambhur yatat yatator tan yadadasya svati vyasamabhyaha. He's a self-sufficient philosopher, kavi, who since time immemorial has been fulfilling the desire of every other living being. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vididhati kaaman. The many infinitesimal living entities are being maintained by Krishna very easily. He can maintain every living entity. He's so powerful. And especially by the mercy of his holy name, in this age of Kali Yuga, he's incarnated in the form of his name. This is Lord Chaitanya's special benediction that he brought this name and he distributed it to everyone. And it's not different from having the association of Lord Chaitanya. It's not different from having the association of Lord Krishna. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya asked us, and all the acharyas after Lord Chaitanya have asked us, to repeat the name. And this is the essence of our process, is to repeat the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Without repeating the name, there is no possibility for deliverance. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiranyata. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way for deliverance in this age of Kali Yuga other than chanting the name, chanting the name, chanting the name. Because Krishna and his name are non-different. And just as a touchstone, whatever it touches, including iron, if it touches iron, the iron will turn to gold. So similarly, when we chant the holy names of the Lord, our material existence, which is like ice, when water turns to ice, it becomes frozen and ineffective. But by the touch of the holy name, we will become melted. This is described by the Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya chatana rago druta chuta uchar. Druta means to melt. Chitta, what does it melt? Your heart. Druta chitta uchar. That the heart becomes melted by the association of Krishna. And how? By the form of his name. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya. So we must make a vow, a firm vow, to chant the holy name of the Lord a fixed number of times per day. This is the secret of advancement in Krishna consciousness. It's association with the name, with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is non-different from Krishna, which contains all the potencies of Krishna. And we must do it every day. Just as every day we go to the latrine without fail, right? And we go and we eat without fail. Similarly, we must also chant our prescribed number of rounds every day without fail. And we cannot become lazy and say that, well, I'll do part today and I'll do some other thing and then tomorrow I'll finish. And then we'll become negligent and we will not take it seriously. But if we actually want to make advancement in spiritual life and we actually want to attain Krishna prema, which is the only possibility for real happiness, to taste real happiness, we must perform our regular chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. By association with that mantra, we will attain all success. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us, again, this formula by singing this song. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came specifically to distribute this name. Nha Shodhi Maya Nashi Bharo Lagi. That this is the medicine, that we must take the medicine every day. And without repeating the name of God, we have no hope in this world. But the mercy is so great that just by repeating the name of God in the proper frame of mind, which is, first of all, that I will do this without fail. That's the first thing. Without fail, I will finish my prescribed number of rounds. Come hell or high water, I will finish my rounds. I will not put them off. I will not neglect them. I will not do something else instead, but this will become my prime activity in life. This must be the first thing. And then second thing is we must also beg for permission to chant the holy name of the Lord. It's a great privilege to be able to chant God's names. In fact, in some religions they say, you can't say the name of God because we're too sinful. Did you know that? They say, don't utter the name of God. Why? You're profaning it because we're too sinful. And therefore, how can we say the name of God? Someone brought this up to Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk. They said, Prabhupada, in some religions, they say that the holy name is of God. It's too spiritual. It's too high of a thing for us who are absorbed in matter to speak this. Prabhupada said, yes, that is correct. That is why we follow the four regulative principles. And that is why we avoid committing 10 kinds of offenses against the name. Because if we're committing sin, it's very difficult to make advancement in spiritual life. Just like pouring water on the fire and at the same time trying to light the fire. And these other kinds of offenses, especially inattention, where we put our attention, it says everything about what the state of our heart is. It's we vote, actually, with our attention. You know, ultimately, that's the real vote. Someone can be there in the room with you, and you can be talking and say, yeah, I showed up, just like your spouse, you know, if you have a discussion, an important discussion with your spouse, right? And you come together in the room, and this is an important issue you must resolve. Now you're speaking to the spouse, and he or she's looking off like she doesn't care. You're having the discussion, but what does it really mean? Like, you really don't care, do you? You're here in the room, but you don't care because you haven't given your attention. So Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakto. Give me your attention. Give me your mind. Think of me. So this means to chant Hare Krishna with attention, to invest in this vow that I will chant my Hare Krishna Maha Mantra prescribed rounds every day without fail. This is how I will make my stand in this world. And it's not easy because there are unlimited obstacles. But the mood of the devotee is, no matter what obstacle comes, I will face it and I will go beyond it by the mercy of the Lord. So we have to, every day, face so many obstacles. I was speaking to a devotee the other day who was managing some project somewhere, and we were commiserating about all the different obstacles that come up when you're trying to advance Krishna consciousness. So many obstacles arise. So he replied, yes, it's the battle of Kurukshetra every day. And in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna says, do thou fight for the sake of fighting. Do not consider loss or gain, victory or defeat. Go do your battle. Do your duty. But do it. You have to go fight. He didn't tell Arjuna, as Prabhupada said, that it's okay, you can sit down and smoke ganja. I'll fight the war for you. You sit down, smoke ganja, I'll go fight. No problem. No, he said, you go fight and I'll back you up. You fight the war, you fight this righteous fight with everything that you have and I'll back you up. I'll be there to empower you. So same thing every day. We face this battle of Kurukshetra. So many obstacles to our spiritual life because Maya is very strong. And then, of course, Prabhupada said, when the devotee mentioned this, Prabhupada, Maya is so strong, he said, it's not that Maya is so strong, it's that you are very weak. And it's because if we come into a weakened state by not chanting, not repeating the name of God regularly every day with a firm vow, if we become weakened, Maya will victimize us. She will pull us down. So we won't even know it, actually. This is the power of Maya. She has two potencies, covering and throwing. Covering means you become so covered, you don't even know you're covered. I'm okay. Tubes coming out of your throat. How are you? I'm fine. No, you're not fine. No, we're not fine. And Maya will throw us away into some distant place where we don't have association. So we have to hold on tight. And the way we hold on tight is how Lord Chaitanya taught us. And that is by holding on to Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And by the association of this Chintamani, Nam Chintamani, non-different from Krishna, our lives will become transformed just by that association. Everything will come. Things we can't imagine will come. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this holy name has personally taken me by the hand and taken me back to Godhead, introduced me to everyone in the spiritual world and my relationship. So we don't have to worry for anything except for this one thing. How will I chant my rounds? How will I finish my 16 rounds today? If we make this vow, and see, Prabhupada has given us this benediction. Normally it's 1 lakh. You should chant 64 rounds. But we don't have time to chant 64 rounds, nor the intelligence. So as a dispensation, a divine dispensation, Prabhupada adjusted it and said, 16 rounds. You can chant 16 rounds. Under his direction, at least 16 rounds, he said. At least 16 rounds. So under his direction, under his divine, by his divine dispensation, we have to take this as our life and soul, this chanting of 16 rounds. And we have to complete it every day as our divine duty. And if we do that, we'll remain strong. Just like if you take, you know, proper nourishment every day, vitamins, and you take a good diet, and you get the proper rest and some exercise, then you remain strong and you won't fall sick. But if we neglect some of these things, then we'll become weak and we'll become sick. Some germ will infect us and we'll fall sick. So we have to remain strong by constantly remaining in contact with the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we do that, amazing things will happen in our life. Every day is a new experience. Every day is a new life's experience of making advancement in spiritual life, and Krishna will actually become present in our lives, directing us and guiding us. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna. Acharya. Can you pass him the microphone, please?
Oh.
Wherever. Yeah.
I just have a question. Why is that? I'm just wondering, why Krishna uses so many obstacles? Why wouldn't he create the path of spiritual life so easy, so going, to see the difference that the material world is place of fighting? All they have to fight for his food or something like that. But here is look, here is the other spiritual path. As soon as you go to the spiritual path, you don't have to fight anymore. Because it's spiritual fight, you just go, you enjoy. Enjoy spiritual life, go to spiritual world. There is also spiritual world, not place to fight, right? It's not where the spirit souls would fight to do service for Krishna, right? Go to war or something, no obstacles. So why would he arrange
to manage
this way?
We create our own obstacles, actually, by not taking Krishna consciousness, first of all. And we become mired in obstacles. But when we take to Krishna consciousness, Srila Sridhar Swami, in his commentary to the Bhagavatam, explains that actually Krishna keeps the pressure on, because ultimately when we take the spiritual life, even though we're determined and even though we want to take spiritual life, there will be some residual effect of our association with the material world still left in our heart. That is, the tendency to enjoy is still there. It's a gradual process to become divested of this desire to enjoy the material world. And therefore, he custom makes obstacles for us so that we become fully disgusted with the material world. In other words, it's mercy, actually. These obstacles for the devotee who takes up sadhana bhakti and wants to make advancement in spiritual life, because tendency is that Janmaishvaya Shruta Shibir Edamanamadapuman Naivarhat Yadidatum Vai Twama Kinchana Gocharam, that we become intoxicated even in the early stages of devotional service. When we take the devotional service, we may think, oh, this is wonderful, what a nice thing. Then, if things start going well for us, for instance, materially, then we might think, oh, well, I can slack off a little bit because actually things are going okay. What's the problem? This is the tendency if someone isn't completely on the spiritual platform. And therefore, Sridhar Swami says that Krishna custom makes obstacles for the devotee, knowing the specific mentality of the devotee and the particular way that he still wants to enjoy the material world. Krishna will make obstacles that will frustrate him to no end and remove the last vestiges of desire to enjoy the material world. Now, for the more advanced devotees who don't have any desire to enjoy the material world, Krishna may also still give obstacles. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains why he does that. And there are several reasons. One is because it actually increases the dependence of the devotee on Krishna. Just as he explains, when one's in the desert and is thirsty, then water becomes the most valuable thing, and it becomes an even more valuable commodity. You'll give anything for a glass of water. So when Krishna puts somebody, his devotees, in difficulty, then it makes them even more desirous of his, so it increases the intensity of that. Another reason is Krishna makes it look to the outsiders, to other materialistic people, that devotional service is very harsh, that there are many obstacles. And therefore, insincere people stay away. They stay out. It keeps them at bay. Because they see that, oh, look, they took the devotional service and look how they're suffering. So they don't come in. It keeps out, it precludes people who are not sincere from coming to devotional service. But as we hear from Queen Kunti, Vipara santuta shasvat tatta tatta jagad guru, bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunar bhavadarshanam. She says that let these obstacles come again and again and again. She's actually praying for them to come more and more and more, because she says then, apunar bhavadarshanam, when I face obstacles, then I take full dependence on you. And there's a degree, there's a quality of our chanting that is very important. Because if we're feeling, I don't need Krishna really, but I'll chant anyway, then the quality of our chanting is not as good as if we're feeling Krishna, which is actually our true position, I'm completely helpless without you. Hare Krishna, please save me, please help me. If we're chanting in that, with that mood, then the intensity of the mercy is much greater. So in the beginning, it's to purify us, and in the end, it's the obstacles are there to intensify the relationship between Krishna and the devotee. Is that all right? Okay. Yes, Prabhuji, microphone.
Regarding taking this vow of chanting a fixed number of rounds per day, no matter what happens, sometimes we have heavy work at office or during our day-to-day activities. Sometimes we have heavy work to do for Krishna himself, other forms of work other than chanting. Even in those cases also, somehow or other, do we have to make up some time for chanting the regular number of rounds without fail, or is it okay to, in some cases, just to postpone it for the next day?
Yeah, we should chant 16 rounds every day, and that's how we should think. We should organize. Otherwise, we'll become negligent. The tendency is if we think, well, I'll put it off to the next day, I'll put some over, then we think, oh, I'll carry the four, you know, here's a three, carry the six, you know, and like you get 2 years later and then you've made a habit, a new habit. So best to stay in that habit. However, of course, sometimes there's emergency service, and Prabhupada allowed devotees during times of emergency service when they absolutely had to be there and there was nobody else to do it, that they would you know, Prabhupada would, of course, understand. But we have to be very careful, because the tendency of human beings is to rationalize. And you know what rationalize means, right? Rational lies. So we have to be careful not to rationalize, because that becomes easy, you know, like, oh, you know, smoking marijuana is not so bad because, you know, I heard this or that, I have a bad back, or whatever it is, we can think, oh, it's not really breaking the regulative principles. There's so many things we can think and do, and we can rationalize ourselves into anything. So better to be strict, like the Goswamis set the example that they said their sadhana was like lines in stone. Like a line in stone, it can't be moved. It's there permanently. So we should stick to that. And as far as our service in the temple, it may become voluminous, and for some it has become voluminous. But we should also learn to delegate too. That's part of the service, to delegate. You have to have succession anyway, because sometime you may be sick or not be there, so others have to be so. Somehow or other, arrange that so that's the focal point, that you finish your 16 rounds. And then if there's an emergency situation at some time, then you can make it up, but don't make it a habit. That's the thing. Hare Krishna. Yes, Milan Doshi Prabhu.
Prabhupada just told them, if you are not able to complete the rounds, don't go for book distribution. Is that true?
It may be. I don't know that particular story, but I know one thing for sure that Prabhupada told me personally, the only personal thing he did tell me. When I was introduced to Prabhupada as a bhakta in San Francisco, that the temple president had said, here's Bhakta such and such, and he is, you know, distributing your books every day, this and that. And the first thing Prabhupada said to me is, very sternly, actually, he said, you must also read the books. he said it so sternly and so immediately after hearing that I was a little shocked. And in a good way, because I realized how much Prabhupada really wanted us to take to the process. Therefore, when enumerating the laws of book distribution, the four ironclad laws of book distribution, the first one I've put forward, according to my own realization, is sadhana. Your sadhana has to be there, it has to be strong. Otherwise, sooner or later, you forget. I mean, so many people have come and gone. Devotees come and go. We can come to devotional service, and then there's one emotion when you first come, and that is, this is wonderful, I'm fired up, this is great. And then it's like with butter. When you're making ghee, you take the butter and you put it under the heat, put it over the heat, and you let it sit, and then gradually you start pulling off the impurities and putting them to the side, right? In the beginning, it looks like one thing. But when the heat is applied, then there's two things. And it keeps coming and coming all day long. You know, it's like, I didn't know there was so much else in here besides just butter. You know, so similarly, when we take to devotional service, in the beginning, we'll feel like this is the best thing ever that ever happened to me. But we'll also find, as we apply the heat, which means the daily practice, facing obstacles, so many different things, keeping these vows, and so on, keeping the heat under ourselves. Then we'll find there are many obstacles also. The impurities come out that we didn't know were there. Obstacles come before us that we never imagined. And so then we have to also have patience. We have to follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami, Atyahara Prayaschascha, Prajalpo Niyamagraha, etc. And also Utsahan Nischaya Dharya Tat Karma Pravartanat. He gives these instructions for our benefit, to know that when you take to devotional service, if you're serious, then you're going to have enthusiasm, you're going to have patience, means over time, so many things will happen, and you have to stick in there. You have to hang in there. And so I was saying, the devotees come and go. Sometimes devotees take the devotional service out in an immature state, thinking, this is great, I'm going to do this forever. And then 2 months later, they're not there. Or 2 years later, they're not there. They're doing something else. What happened? Well, little by little sometimes. Usually it's a little slip at a tiny little thing at a time. Well, maybe I'll just, you know, divert my attention just a little bit. And next thing you know, you're way off in some other planet, way off in another island. And so, you know, this is a long haul. It's a very fortunate position we're in. We should wake up every morning and realize that we have received a benediction just by getting the human form of body. Labva sudulavamidam bahusambhavante. Dog bodies, cat bodies, ant bodies are not very expensive. They're not very valuable, actually. Although they're miraculous, every one of them is a miraculous creation of God, they're not that valuable. But the human form of life, the Vedas are saying, is sudurlabham. It's so valuable. Don't treat it like a cat body or a dog body or an ant body. It's a human body. It is the most rare opportunity. It's when the cage is open and the master's out there saying, okay, you can walk out now. You can go out now. And if we just stay in there and sleep, or we stay in there and, you know, or waste our time, then it's the greatest lamentation. So we have to take spiritual life very seriously, and it means patience. Because sometimes we may, because of our past habits, we may have some habits we didn't even know from previous experiences, they may come knock us over in our devotional service. But we have to get back up again and keep going. And Krishna notes all this. You know, how serious we are to continue in devotional service, that we may be knocked down, but we get back up and we keep going. We have to have compassion on ourselves, that I'm going to give myself mercy today. Don't let the mind and senses rob us of the mercy of associating with the holy name of the Lord. You have to battle with the mind. And Krishna tells Arjuna, it's like battling the wind. You know, it's very difficult. But that's the price. If we actually want the highest thing, which is this Krishna prema, we have to sacrifice everything. There's no keeping a little bit here in the material world and then also I'll throw in a little spiritual life and I'll be... Actually, if we want the real thing, we have to have that desire. If we want a spiritual master like Narada Muni, you have to have the same desire that Dhruva Maharaj had. What was that desire? He went away from home when he was 5 years old. He said, I'm going off to get my own kingdom. He had some motivation, but his motivation was based on finding God. And when Narada Muni came to him and said, you're a little boy, go home. It just equalize relationships, it's okay. He said, you know, I offer my humble obeisances to you, but I'm going to the forest. I'm going to do this. We have to make up our own mind that I'm going to do this, no matter what, because obstacles will come in so many forms. And this was a test by his spiritual master to see how serious are you. And then Narada Muni instructed him, I'll tell you how to do this. I'll tell you how to find God. So we have to be that determined and develop our determination on a daily basis. It comes in increments also. Every tiny little battle that we win over the mind and senses gives us more strength the next day. It's amazing. With cravings and desires, they come, and their mantra is, I'm here forever, you better give in. I'm here forever, you better give in. But actually, if you don't give in, if you take shelter of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra instead, and you overcome that craving, then you get strength, because you see, you puny little runt, you weren't here forever, you were nothing. You're nothing. And you realize it's just the mind, something coming in and going back out again. So we have to follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur and stand firmly in spiritual life by taking this vow to chant Hare Krishna, repeat the name of God over and over again every day with attention, with love, with concentration. And in that way, will actually become transformed just by touching the name of God every day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.